Frankly, I believe that the economic rivalry between powers will tend to be exercised through action in technological and national security sectors, such as advanced semiconductors, military and medical equipment, data privacy, and the like. Access to critical minerals for using such technologies and the energy transition will also rise as an object of geopolitics. It is also expected to be exercised in the search for influence via foreign financing and investment if alternatives to the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative are to appear. For obvious reasons, Europe will also seek to reshape its energy system. It will all ultimately depend on how broadly the demarcation of what is considered strategic is extended. Memories of how self-inflicted pains to the U.S. manufacturing sector were brought by Mr. Trump's trade tariff war with China are well alive, regardless of whether it also hurt China. China's growth with structural transformation benefited from globalization, and I don't believe it would be of its interest to unravel it. There are reasons for concern when one notes the resistance by the U.S. with respect to market access. As expressed in maintaining Trump's tariffs, and in the shy proposal that President Biden brought to Asia a couple of weeks ago. But I still expect slow globalization, new globalization, rather than full deglobalization. The antidote against fragmentation would be a pursuit of cooperation or joint action regarding so-called global public or common goods, like the clean energy transition. Public and multilateral sources of finance can be designed in ways that crowd in private investors. And two other instances of urgent collaboration to support low-income countries are also glaring. Take the food and supply and price shocks. By displaying cooperation, an urgent coordinated response by international community would strengthen the case against fragmentation and isolation. There is also the case of low-income countries at debt distress, or close to it. Their share has reached 60%, according to the IMF. For many, debt restructuring is a pressing priority. The G20 common framework needs to be adjusted and incorporate other large creditors like China and the private sector.